Tulsi Gabbard, Biden-Harris Open Border Policy Helping Gangs, Cartels. By John Binder on April 10, 2022. Former Representative Tulsi Gabbard, DeHi, is blasting President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris for their open border policy that she says is helping gangs, cartels, and human traffickers profit billions off illegal immigration at the United States-Mexico border. Biden officials have said they plan to end the Center for Disease Control and Prevention's CDC, Title 42 public health authority at the southern border, admitting that doing so will spur a surge unlike any other ever seen before in American history. Specifically, Biden officials say they are preparing for a mass migration event at the border where they expect a foreign population the size of Atlanta, Georgia, roughly 500,000, to show up every month hoping to be released into the U.S. interior by the administration's expansive catch-and-release network. In a statement, Gabbard said ending Title 42 is the wrong move for Americans. Biden/Harris open border policy has been a disaster, Gabbard said. Rescinding Title 42 will make the massive flood of immigrants even worse. Main beneficiaries are gangs, cartels, and human traffickers. Trump policy of having people wait on other side of the border worked and needs to be reinstated. While on the presidential campaign trail in 2019, running as a Democrat in the open primary race, Gabbard regularly bucked the open borders lobbying and the party's political establishment with her defense of national sovereignty and border controls. In an exclusive interview with Breitbart News, Gabbard said, "The reality is that we do not have a nation if we don't have borders. It's a false choice for people to say you're anti-immigrant if you support secure borders. That's just not the case." Likewise, Gabbard blasted her fellow Democrat presidential candidates who advocated for open borders under the disguise of humanitarianism with programs like those to give universal free college tuition to illegal aliens, paid for by American taxpayers. I don't support open borders," some of the other Democratic candidates will say. Well, open borders, that's a conservative argument and that's not really what's being advocated for. If you look at some of the practical implications of some of the things they are pushing for, it is essentially open borders," Gabbard said. Since Biden took office, he has grown the nation's illegal alien population by 1.1 million. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.